This is Valley Public Radio. I'm David Alse, and welcome to Play On. In this special series, Fresno Philharmonic Music Director Ray Hotota joins us to explore the ways in which music deals with adversity, isolation, and connection. Our theme for this episode is Beyond Borders. We'll rediscover our shared humanity by checking out music with a global reach through conversation with composer Dinuk Wijeratna and pipa virtuoso Wu Man. And we'll listen to Fresno Philharmonic performances of work by Dinuk Wijeratna, Gabrielle Alina Frank, and Zhao Jiping. We're pleased to welcome composer, conductor, and pianist Dinuk Wijeratna. Dinuk, welcome.
Thanks for having me, David.
His piece, Between Figure and Ground, made its world premiere in April 2019 with the Fresno Philharmonic under the direction of Ray Hotota, who, of course, is with us today as well.
Hi, David. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. Well, you two go back a while, so Ray, I'll let you introduce Dinuk, and we can find out what he's been up to, and then talk about his piece.
Yes. So I am so thrilled that we were able to do this world premiere in 2019 of Dinuk's piece Between Figure and Ground. And I have to say, we are connected, and I adore his music. And I was first introduced to his music when I heard his tabla concerto, and actually performed it with Sandeep Das, the amazing tabla player. One of the things I love about your music, Dinuk, is that there is this wonderful mixture of cultures in it. And that's why I find that your music speaks to so many things right now, so many issues at hand during our time. Can you talk a little bit about the human resilience in the Between Figure and Ground piece?
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, the piece is about resilience in a broad sense. But I think the fact that both the land and the people who use the land have to exhibit resilience in some way. So because it's a relationship of coexistence. So we depend on the land, and as I discovered when I came to Fresno, and I know nothing about farming. In fact, I only learned to garden last week. Because I moved into a new house. I had this incredible respect for the people who are using the land to create what they're creating. And at the same time, they speak of the land having a resilience, because this kind of codependency, which continues for generations, just exhibits resilience on both sides.
And it was great, David. Dinuk and I were able to visit the Masumoto Peach Farm together and visit with Mas and Nikiko and her family and her gang of dogs. and it was during the season they were drying the grapes for raisins. And this was the first time for me to experience these rows and rows of dried grapes on the ground. And It was an immediate reaction. I felt very, I don't know, there was something very special about it. What do you think, Dinuk? What was your take?
Yeah, I think the key moment was, first of all, I don't know how many people listening to this will know David Masumoto, but he's an incredible man, and his family are just such gorgeous people. And there was this moment where he was showing me the raisins, and of course, you can't, on radio, you can't capture the smell, right? There's this gorgeous aroma in the air, which was really thick and intoxicating. And so he was showing us the raisins, and he just explained how one heavy rainfall could potentially ruin the entire year's crop.
Right, and that's right.
Yeah. And at the same time as he was saying this, he had this beautiful smile, gentle smile on his face. And I said, how can you just smile and say that? And I think he just said, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's a fact that he accepts with a lot of grace and equanimity. That's just the way it is. And that's the kind of resilience that I think humans can have. My piece is just one way of telling that little slice of a larger theme of resilience.
And I think especially right now with COVID-19 and the pandemic and Black Lives Matter and all the issues at hand, I feel that human resilience is key to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the piece we're going to hear. What I find really interesting about it is the introduction. Can you talk a little bit about the setting of that? It's very atmospheric.
The introduction just kind of sets the stage for the motion that happens. In a sense, a bit of a kind of dichotomy of a bit of stillness right before the inevitable motion that has to happen when you, let's say the motion represents the force that you have to exert when you have to coexist with the land and have a relationship with it. I hope that makes sense. It's kind of difficult to describe music, I say, in some ways.
Another aspect of the piece I really love is the towards the end where we have this ostinato that keeps going through the orchestra. Can you tell us where that is from? Is there a folk element to that? Is there...
Actually, you know, I'm very obsessed with the concept of cycles. I think it's probably an Eastern thing. But I believe that when you look at motion and rhythm and any kind of movement in music, it's either happening in cycles or it's what they call cadential. So meaning it either goes around and around or it comes to a stop. I mean, it's a very crude way to put it, but I think composers and creators of music in any genre are creating lots of tension and release by manipulating these two things and leveraging them against each other. So I love the notion of cycles. I love how you can make them very easily out of, you know, the tools we have in music. But it represents something, I think, for the human, which is this, the end is the beginning kind of thing. And where is the end or where is the beginning? And something just constantly spinning, like the seasons, or the fact that one always has to be resilient. Like you can't really come to a point where you're fully still if it's just to sort of reorient yourself, but you know you have to carry on.
Well, I think that's a good cue for us to listen to this music. Ray Hotoda now leads the Fresno Philharmonic in Dinuk Wijeratna's Between Figure and Ground in a concert recorded April 2019 at the William Saroyan Theater in Fresno. That was the Fresno Philharmonic performing work of composer Dinuk Wijeratna, his work Between Figure and Ground from a concert recorded April 2019 at the Saroyan Theater in Fresno. Dinuk, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, David and Ray. It's been great, and I hope to see everyone in Fresno again soon.
Ray Hototo, what's the next piece we're going to listen to?
Well, it is work by Gabriel Lena Frank, a California composer, and the piece is called Escaramuza, which in Spanish means skirmish. This piece was written in 2010, and I find her music to be very, very much like an intercultural, multiracial language that she uses. She was influenced by Bartok and also Ginastera. What I find so compelling about her music is that she really brings the different cultures in her music, in the language of the music, in a very visceral way. The beginning of the piece opens up with this bass drum rhythm. It's an incessant bass drum rhythm. It starts and ends the piece. And how often do we hear a bass drum solo in an orchestral work?
Right.
And I think that, you know, she's really influenced by her own upbringing. She was born in Berkeley.
Right.
And yes, and she has a very multiracial background. She has Peruvian blood. She's got Chinese blood, Lithuanian and Jewish blood in her. And she considers herself a multiracial Latina, which I think is so wonderful, you know, that she's really celebrating her own background and in her music. So I feel like her music really invites the different cultures and different ideas and really is this expressed in this music so beautifully. What she says about future of classical music is that it really expresses who we are in this country right now. And with this shared humanity that we have confronting this global pandemic, I feel like more and more we are really becoming closer. We are all sharing the same issues right now.
Right, right. As we've been saying, as you have, you know, the circumstances upon us can serve as a kind of an equalizer in ways. And music and other forms of expression have been helping people to kind of retap into humanity. And hopefully we're getting a grasp of shared humanity out of all of this.
Yes, and I want to mention a little bit more about the piece. It's based on the music of Peru. It's this dance called the Campacha dance, and it's very rhythmic. You'll hear snapping rhythms from the strings. They use this Bartok pizzicato, where you could really hear the string slap against the fingerboard. It's got high energy, and it's one of my favorite pieces.
And what was the audience reaction to this piece?
Well, it's interesting, David. It's been wonderful in that we've been able to program all this great new music, you know, world music in our programs throughout the seasons. And I have to say that this piece by Gabriel Lena Frank was coined as a Ray Hototo piece. And I love that because I think that the audiences are really now really engaged and really interested in all the different programming that we're doing. So I want to thank the Fresno Philharmonic audiences for really embracing new music in this way. And I want to thank also our wonderful musicians of the Fresno Philharmonic who are really stepping up their game, because sometimes contemporary music or new music is sometimes a challenge in that it's not usually what we play. It's not the Tchaikovsky symphony we've played before, and it's challenging in different ways. And so I want to thank the musicians for really supporting this and having fun with it. I love this. I love that we're exploring new things together.
Let's listen now as the Fresno Philharmonic performs Gabriela Lena Frank's Escaramuza, recorded February 2020 at the William Saroyan Theater in Fresno. That was the Fresno Philharmonic performing the music of Gabriela Elena Franck, her work Escaramuza, from a concert recorded February 2020 in Fresno at the Sorolla Theater. Our theme on this episode of Play On is Beyond Borders, and we're exploring music with a global reach and how we find a shared humanity through music around the world. And our next featured artist is the pipa virtuoso, Wu Man. Wu Man, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Wu Man, it was such an amazing experience to work with you on stage in our concert when we featured the Xia Jinping Concerto No. 2 for pipa. What I found astounding was your virtuosity on your instrument. And I could not stop watching your right hand. It's like a strumming guitar on steroids. I really think you're a magician on the instrument, beyond being an incredible musician. When we were together during that week, I learned so much about the pipa. I wonder if you could share that with our audiences, just the background of where the instrument came from, because I think it has a global perspective.
Yeah, that definitely. Pipa exists in China over 1,000 years. It's quite an ancient instrument. But pipa actually original from a Persian, from Central Asia, and it travels to China, and the Chinese developed with four strings, very much like any string plucking instrument, and play with the five fingers, just like lute, guitar, or banjo.
Wu Man, you have a friendship with the composer. Can you tell us a little bit about how you worked with Xia Jinping on this concerto?
Yeah, Xia Jinping is a well-known Chinese composer. What I liked about his music, the musical language, very much Chinese. He studied in China, and after graduating from college, he went to a local Chinese drama company and worked there for over 10 or 20 years, so such a long time. He kind of soaked in this traditional culture, traditional music. For this piece, it's actually a long process. I talked to him for a long time, and this piece over like 80 years, finally he started to write and to finish this piece.
Yes, and I love the folk element of this piece. I think there are themes from your hometown in it, is that correct?
Yeah. When we talk about, okay, how are we going to write? He said, I'm going to write your hometown folk tune. Use that material because you know that language that's from your hometown. So basically, he designed this piece for me, and which is, I loved it. Beautiful color, you can see, right? You remember the beautiful string parts. And then when the first notes came out, immediately, I always use that word. I immediately see the scenery of my hometown. The
How mountains, wonderful.
The bamboos, the lake. So kind of very image, because Xia Jinping also a big name, like we call John Williams of China. he wrote a lot of film soundtrack as well.
Yes, and that's what makes his music, I think, sound so accessible, in that you hear this lush orchestration, you hear the cinematography in his music, and really the pipa is just highlighted so beautifully. I mean, right away at the beginning, you hear this gorgeous melody from the low strings, and then we have a cadenza right away where you're just featured playing the melody by yourself.
Yeah, that's my hometown melody. That's typical.
Can you tell me what that melody is? Is it like a lullaby or a fishing song or?
So that's very typical kind of a storyteller, like America, Aboriginal music. They play banjo, they singing, they mm-hmm. have telling a story. So it could be any kind of a story, but that melody. Da di da da di da 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 di. That's the typical melody.
Great.
Yeah, I'm starting goosebumps.
I just got goosebumps too, and I love how you talk about storytelling, because when I hear you play in whatever setting, Wu Man, you are telling a story through that instrument. You're absolutely telling a story every time. So expressive. And that's what I love about this piece. As I was listening to the recording of the Fresno Philharmonic with you, as soon as you start, I feel boy, this is a story, and I'm being taken somewhere on this wonderful journey. And when the symphony comes in with that big orchestration, I feel that the cinematic nature of the whole thing. And I don't even know, you know, what I'm seeing, but I feel like I'm being transported somewhere else. And the other thing I love about it is it's a wonderful blending of Western European musical tradition and Chinese musical tradition, too. It's a seamless, the way the composer weaved it all together.
Thank you. Wow.
Yes, I have to say the audiences were enraptured by you and your performance, Wuman. I can't tell you how many compliments for you and your performance. How many people were blown away by your performance?
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of being being a musician. Kind of a reward, you know. We spend so many time practice, we kind of, you know, from a young age, and that moment on the stage, I remember with you also we did also community, we had a discussion talk,
that's right, sort of,
yeah, that also really I remember very clear, and people just expressed their interest about the instrument, about the music, about the culture. Yeah, that's very touching to me. Very touching, yeah.
Great.
Boy, I feel good. We got plenty of stuff. Is there anything else, yes, you want to ask about, Ray?
No, I think that's good. We talked about the piece and talked about you doing what you're doing right now. And mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add, Wuman?
Just little things about the pipa.
Please.
So when you hear the concerto, you definitely, it brings you to China. Like David mentioned, it's going to take a journey to my hometown. even more special feeling for me. But also, as I mentioned, their guitar, their banjo, or the string plucking instrument, but pipa, there is some elements different. Not only right hand, but also left hand. There are a lot of bending notes, vibrato, harmonic. So that kind of elements, ornamentation, that's the typical, the language of the instrument, which is very different from West music.
That's what's so amazing about this music, is that it not only transports you, but you are taking us on a journey to your hometown, you know, to your feelings and your nostalgia and your connection to this place on the other side of the planet. And how magical is that for us?
Thank you. I hope we can play together and see you soon next time.
Yeah, we would love to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wuman. This really means so much to our community and
absolutely
to our orchestra. I can't tell you.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
Yeah.
Let's listen now as Ray Hatoda leads the Fresno Philharmonic in Zhao Jiping's Pipa Concerto No. 2, featuring our special guest, pipa virtuoso Wuman.
Thank you.
That was internationally renowned pipa virtuoso Wu Man with the Fresno Philharmonic, conducted by Ray Hotoda, performing music of Chinese composer Zhao Jiping, Pipa Concerto No. 2, a work that was written for Wu Man. This has been Play On, a discussion of life, music, challenge, and inspiration with Ray Hotoda, music director of the Fresno Philharmonic. We thank her for sharing her knowledge and passion in this series. Thanks to our guests, Danuk Wijeratna and Wu Man. Special thanks to Stephen Wilson, President and CEO of the Fresno Philharmonic. And of course, thank you to all the members of the Fresno Philharmonic for their outstanding musicianship and dedication. Next week, we'll turn our focus to the inspiration we can find in vocal music. Dr. Anna Hamri and Ray Hotoda will discuss their collaboration in vocal and symphonic music. And we'll hear the Fresno Master Chorale and the Fresno Philharmonic perform Francis Poulenc's Gloria. For Valley Public Radio, I'm David Alse.